What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer/seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Look, you can't have perfection without a little imperfection, if you know what I'm talking about.
Can't have sweet without sour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a Sour Patch Kid if after the sour you didn't get to the sweetness.
Woo! 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 I'll tell you what now. We have been juiced. We have been racked up. We've been ready to go.
I am juiced.
I have been miserable lately. I hate all of you.
Yeah,
you've been today I am ready to go.
Just a terrible mood.
Well, a few reasons, Kevin. Now, I know, Kevin.
Wait, hold on. Would we, stopping right now and playing Mario Kart make you feel better? Because we could do that. We have that sort of technology.
Now, Kevin, are you kidding me? You got that kind of technology?
You guys are going to play Mario Kart. I'm going to go take a poop.
Oh, man.
Why? You still like playing things. And why can't
also,
you just...
I do, but I can't play Mario Kart when
I'm
going to load my
shorts.
Right before... You took a seven-minute poop right now.
Everything exploded a second ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It sucked so bad.
Kevin, it's not your fault. We love you very much. Thank you for everything you
did. I just don't understand the computer. Everything was fine.
Now, you know the chat's just going to say, buy another streaming computer. Buy a computer to stream to. Would that solve the problem?
I don't know, man.
We have... You know,
maybe.
Who knows?
Kevin,
here's my thing: what I need is a geek squad for Twitch. I need to be able to hit up Twitch and say, "Hey, come over here and tell us what's wrong with our setup."
Yeah.
Make our setup better.
Yeah.
Instead, you've got a bunch of people in chat who are Monday morning quarterbacking over there.
They're gonna probably respond to you the same way they respond to everyone. Your cable provider sucks.
It's not something else.
No, this time it was just the computer being. I don't know what I'm fairly competent with how computers work. But turned it on, wouldn't connect. Restarted the computer, it said it had to fix and scan something. I was like, all right. Then it connected. So that was the issue.
Nobody cares anymore. That's good. It's done. We're live. It's working. We're not going to get mad about it. Nobody's mad about it, all right? Instead, I'm going to talk about why I'm juiced up today. I don't know. I think it's because I woke up naturally today at 6 o'clock in the morning. 5:55 to be safe.
Walk in there.
I don't like this. There you go.
Went back.
You woke up at 5:55 in the morning?
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Beat Edith Finch. Thank you very much for the audio cue. I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock?
Okay, so you were
still
back.
I was still in that North Carolina time, too.
Right, okay.
That was my other problem, I think, too, yeah. So woke up, I was bright-eyed bushtail, got out here. Well, snuggled Jen for a while. Got out here.
Right.
Did a whole bunch of work, made a good video that we're going to get up later.
Cool.
Had a couple of good calls. Kind of Funny Live shaping up nicely.
Fantastic.
Then I got to come out here, debut. Kevin, now what I was going to say before is I know you've had a rough morning. I'm not sure, I'm going to judge you if the answer is no. Does my one work correctly? Thank you. I was very excited. I'm very excited to debut my new coffee mug. It's me and my father. I gotta come back.
Your face.
That's what I gotta do. See?
Look at that. That's awesome.
What I like about this is that first off, you can see the disappointment in my father's face.
It's just not,
this is what it is. And then also that not, my head.
It's so
twice.
Much bigger.
I mean, I'm just what? Jeez, look at
you
that.
Got, you
just,
definitely got Jamie Kennedy's head. The thing is, your dad's not. It's not that look of. It is a look of disappointment. You're right. But it's the typical good dad look of I'm trying not to look disappointed.
This is what he does. He's done this my entire life.
But you're just not the son I wanted.
Exactly.
When your mom came to me and said, I'm having a boy.
Yeah.
You are not.
This
was not the image
the
of my
child.
Brain.
No, yeah. This is not the child he wanted. No.
I mean, your dad is a very, I met your dad.
Sure.
He's very manly.
Right. Number one crane operator right now.
You could put him up much in the same category as Eric Hart's dad who sails around the world, on a small boat.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous work. Sure. I get Jack Palance vibes from him a little bit, from City Slickers.
Yes, no, I know Jack Palance.
And then you cut down the middle there, you are clearly more on the Billy Crystal side.
I would say I'm more on the Andre the Giant side.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Not in City Slickers, but even if we're making the Billy Crystal connection, Princess Bride. You see what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I just watched that the other day. It was on TV.
Did you really?
Yeah, I walked into the room. My wife was watching it. And I was like, is this just on?
Here's what I'll say. I'll say what everybody's thinking about Princess Bride. Overrated. No, not my phone!
It's not overrated. It's
perfectly
beloved.
Rated.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you know, the reason everyone loves that is not because it's like a perfect movie, it's because it's very endearing and it was very well made. I've read two books about it. Actually, three. No, two.
What about?
I read Bill Goldman's book on screenwriting, in which he goes into detail about, he wrote the actual book and then actually wrote the, when Rob Reiner approached him to get the license for it, which a lot of people had tried before, they collaborated and then he ended up writing the screenplay for it as well.
Gotcha.
And they talk about, and then I read Cary Elwes's book on, it's called As You Wish, which was his, it's basically just about the production of that and how when he was very young, he got involved in it.
Who is Cary Elwes? Is that the?
He's Bradley.
He's the guy? Okay.
Yeah, he plays the pirate.
The Saw man from Saw.
Yes. Sawman from Saw.
Knockoff Jim Carrey in Liar Liar.
Yes. Perfect example. No. He was also in a small series called Psych that I loved. He played a master thief.
No, no.
It's great. No, never heard of it. But they talk about how, and maybe it's just blowing smoke up people's asses, but it genuinely comes off like it was one of the best experiences of their life making that film.
Yeah.
And all of them.
That I believe.
In all the other books, too, including Bill Goldman, who is, if you read anything about William, his work and his life, he's very much a curmudgeon. He's very much like, because he's had these doom and gloom. He's been a writer in Hollywood for like 50 years, something like that. And so he's had these horrible experiences. And he goes, so he came in very guarded and was like blown away by how just everything kind of worked. If there was a problem, people solved it. Everyone really liked each other.
Yeah.
Even the cast members like Billy Crystal and Carol Kane, who came on later, just walked in and like, I guess, just vibed with everyone. And then, of course, there's Cary Elwes tells a story about how he and Mandy Patinkin.
Who's that?
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Okay, thank you. Got it. Now I'm there.
How they wanted very much, they collaborate when they were talking to Rob Reiner, they very much wanted that sword fight to be the most epic sword fight anyone's ever recorded. And they went through all these references of all these old, like, Errol Flynn movies, things like that, and they trained, like, fucking demons to be able to actually, like, sword fight. It was crazy. So he would go through and say, every time I sat down for a second, the sword trainer would put a sword in his hand and go, let's go. And so he was training, like his days were like 16, 18 hour days, 10 of which were filled up with if he was lucky, filming.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other like, you know, 6 to 8 to whatever, however much time was filmed was just go back to the thing and then practice. Mm. And they worked with these master swords people to do it. So, because they wanted it to be them. They didn't want it to be, they didn't
sure,
want
to like, cut away and see stunt doubles. Like that. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obviously there were stunt doubles when he does like the flip and things like that. But predominantly what you see on screen is them, which is pretty fascinating.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I put in a new link at the top of the doc. Well, the news story start at the top of the doc. Because what Princess Bride does have is a young man that I love named Wallace Shawe. Mm. Go ahead and throw this up there. Wallace Shawe, of course, came to Greg Miller's purview, if you will, when he showed up on The Cosby Show. Because Greg Miller knows The Cosby Show backwards and forwards. And I loved every time he showed up.
What?
Wallace Shawe off as well.
What?
Can you turn off the fucking fan is what he's asking you to do.
We're talking while he was
I know, I'm just clarifying the fact that this is just ruining his day for a second. Doesn't care about anything I'm saying anymore.
Do you like the fan?
I love the fan.
So Wallace Shawe shows up on The Cosby Show as what? Sean, I think is his
one
name.
One of Cliff's band of rogues. He has that annoying voice, but it becomes the endearing voice. You know what I mean?
He is a fascinating character in the book as well because they talk about, Cary Elwes talks about how he was constantly worried that Rob Reiner was going to fire him.
Really?
Yeah. They said he was a nervous wreck every single time because he was terribly just paranoid that he was screwing up every take and every scene. And lo and behold, of course, looking back on that movie now, he's arguably one of the best parts of it.
He strikes me, and this is going to sound like I'm just typecasting him based on how he looks. He strikes me as a Mike Drucker who doesn't understand how funny he is.
That's exactly who I thought of when I read that portion of the book. I was like, this is my buddy Mike, who is very self-deprecating and very much doesn't understand how talented he is. I mean, you go back and think about it, what's one of the most iconic scenes you think about in that movie, right? Like, to me, it's the Iocane
powder.
Want a
peanut?
Well, that's fantastic, too. Anything, Andre, another fascinating moment where they talked about how, Cary Elwes talks about Andre and everyone's like, obviously reveres him. Like,
yeah,
they hold him in the most highest esteem. But they talked about how he didn't understand, he didn't speak English very well.
Yeah.
And so Rob Reiner had to record all of his lines in in sort of like the cadence of how he wanted to say them.
Sure.
And so Andre would walk around set with a Walkman all day listening and practicing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And they said also that he couldn't walk very well at the time his health was deteriorating.
Yeah, he started to fall down. Yeah.
So they had to give him like an ATV
to
like get up and down the hills when he had those hilly scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course he was like, he loved fucking with Cary Elwes, so he made him ride it. He was like, come on, ride it. And everyone's like, don't do that. That's like, if you don't know how to ride a clutch ATV, it's bad for you. He was like, Cary says like, he was like, he got the better of me and got like the competitive spirit up by like goading him. And the first thing he did was he like gunned the thing and fell off
God.
and broke his foot.
Jesus.
So there are portions of that, of the movie where you can see him literally limping because luckily he did it. And I think he healed in time. They had either done the sword fight already or he healed in time to do that. But there are moments like when he's sitting down after the first time he saves her from him, or he saves Robin Wright from Wallace Shawe.
Yeah.
there's a moment where he sits down and you can see him sort of like putting his foot out there. Yeah. Because he had broken it because of
Andre the Giant.
It's a lot of great stories go into that, but when you read them, you're like, wow, this is amazing. Like he would go drinking with Andre, and like he's like, no matter where you go, that guy, a crowd just forms, and Andre can drink, like he would drink fucking bottles of liquor because he could just handle it.
Sure.
You know, it's crazy.
Andre the Giant was cool.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Real quick, chat, we're starting a new campaign. Let's get Wallace Shawn to Kinda Funny Live 3. Problem is, Wallace Shawn does not have Twitter, so I have no idea how we'll get in touch with him. But I'm leaving that to you, chat, to figure out. You're all smart guys. Next thing we need to jump to is that I love you.
Yeah.
You know that.
I gotta stop drinking these.
Yes. You have fallen off the wagon so hard. And then what's weird is that you and Tim have both fallen off the wagon in inconceivable ways. And the fact that Lauren Lanning came in and was like, yeah, and you're like, get him some sugar-free. And now we have had sugar-free Red Bulls nonstop. Tim stopped drinking soda forever ago. Now he's taking down two LaCroix's of fucking games cast.
Well, LaCroix's are good for you, though. There's no calories in
there. What are you talking about? They're good for you. Is that good for you? No.
It's probably not good for you.
Nothing you crack out of a can is good for you.
Well, it's carbonated water. It's like scented carbonated water. The LaCroix are way better for you than this. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Here's the problem is I vibe so well with Lauren that when he comes in, I have to just give the man what he wants. And then, of course, we hired one.
He's been gone a long time.
It's true. But his aura stuck around. That's what I mean?
Lauren Lanning still makes walls.
He blessed these hallowed halls with the same way that the ghosts blessed the house in Poltergeist. Remember?
Yeah.
So we might have to get someone to come in and clear the house. This house.
This thing is clear. Who could clear Lauren Lanning's spirit?
The problem is we brought in the specialist for that.
Yeah.
Hard Candy Andy Cortez.
Yeah.
And he also likes the sugar-free Red Bulls.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. We got Lauren out of the office.
Yeah.
Good riddance, and then Andy comes in and goes, I love sugar-free Red Bulls, so now we have them all the time. And when Cool Greg stops by, he's more than happy to help us get some of those. So it's a problem. I've built this whole network of enablers around me, Greg.
Yeah.
And I'm hardcore on
Bring me a can of this shit, because I got to see what's going on. Because now there's an argument if it is good or if it is bad.
It's not water.
It's just water.
It's just water.
It's like a Perrier. It's got probably a lot of sodium in it, but that's probably it.
No, it says there's no. Calories zero, total fat zero, sodium zero, carbohydrates zero, sugar zero, protein zero.
It's just water.
I was wrong about this.
Try it. Crack it up.
No calories, no artificial, sodium free.
The reason people love them is because it feels, you're cracking open the can of soda, but in reality you're just drinking water. It's like that, what airline has that water?
People love them
because
they're trendy.
I think.
I have no idea why people love them. Because
they're trendy.
They don't taste bad, they're tasty,
like,
water.
It's a lie?
It's just tricky. That's right.
I like how it was going back and forth here in the argument. It was going back and forth as to what's happening. And then my favorite one is Peanut0423 says, LaCroix is low-key killing liberal women.
Yeah, is low...
We have a guest? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, in the chat... Or do you need a second to get ready?
Just 1 second.
Okay, everybody, there is no guest. You'll know when it happens, but there's no... But, you know.
Hey, guest who I've never met before, maybe look at that right side of your hair.
That's what he's going to do. You taught him well. They all know how to fix their hair.
Okay.
Is this his first time here?
Is it?
I think so.
God.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
Don't get me wrong, but it's like...
Good.
It tastes like every other...
It tastes like car... It's just fucking Perrier.
It tastes like it's almost a 7-Up. It's like you drink this and be like, something's wrong with a 7-Up.
The thing is this, and this is what we talked about on the Rooster Teeth podcast. It doesn't taste like anything. It smells like lime.
I'm a bit stuffy, maybe that's why. But I feel like I can taste it in the back thing.
If you
give
hold
me a shirt,
your
I gotta blow my nose.
Yeah, here you go. If you hold your nose, I swear to God, it won't taste like anything.
I'm kind of stuffy. I gotta open up the things here.
Now, where's the real check? I gotta pay
mom. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show, IGN.com's Sean Pitts. Now, of course.
Greg.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for coming through.
This is
for you. Sean, of course, bet me $150. You want Skycam for it, or what do you want to do? Oh, that's better. Sean, of course, bet me $150 that Zyger could beat me in Mario Kart. Zyger
could
not.
$50.
Yeah. Yeah,
I bet you $50. And then you goaded him into
hey, like, man, I was really bad at that Let's Play. I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? You have some off days, you have some on days.
Zyger was like, $150, I'll do it. And I was like,
oh fuck, here we go.
God damn it, Zyger. Yeah. He's really upset. The only reason I'm allowed to be here this morning is because I have to say Darren Brazil's name.
Well, we'll say all sorts of things about Darren Brazil if you want. We can have a long conversation about Darren Brazil.
I have a lot of stuff to say about Darren Brazil.
Give me some of it.
A lot of stuff.
Did he sell the man bun?
No, he shaved it off.
God, he looked fucking ridiculous. It was like, first off, he's like, what, 50 years old?
He's a 94-year-old man, just like Joey Fatone was when he joined NSYNC. The thing is, he actually let go of the man bun earlier than a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I give him credit for that because, but he also started rocking the man bun probably too late. You know, there was that period where, like, if you started, you're like, oh, that's really cool, and then...
I don't remember that period, now.
There was a period, like, you saw one or two people rocking the man bun, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, and then 2 or 3 months later, everyone jumped on the bandwagon. Darren jumped on it 4 months after that, but then a month later, let it go.
Gotcha.
Having said that, though, I saved all those pictures. So
when I have a bunch, too.
Yeah, when his kids are old enough, they will get those, and those will come back.
Don't his kids have wacky names, too?
Yeah.
No, Brantley, I think, is one of them. And
that's not really okay. That's not okay, we're going to write off Brantley. Brant is a normal name, sure.
Yeah.
He also B-Dog. Only plays 200cc in Mario Kart, which is infuriating to play against.
What is that?
He uses auto steer.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he cheats.
A lot of things that.
So he cheats in Mario.
I'm sorry you got to live with that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's tough.
I'm sorry.
It's tough. I
don't understand how that's.
Thank you.
I also. Don't know how to fill out a check, and I made it myself. So.
Well, no, that's fine. Of course, the real money we're going to put into my Extra Life campaign.
Yeah, of course.
So that's great. We'll do that. Zyger's doing the same thing.
I'm going to have to play you again in a different Nintendo game to try to win Zyger and buy his money back.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, when we get Smash Switch, I'm all over it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's on.
Now, look at this. This is adhesive. It says.
Oh, yeah. You can stick that.
We can stick it right to the wall right there.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. If you want it, we'll frame it, and we'll put it on the wall. No, that'll be fun.
No, that's...
All right, Greg.
Thank you very much. That's it. Thank you for doing it.
You're leaving? That's all you're doing?
I'll stick around.
We'll see you kind of Final Three for sure, right?
Well, for sure.
Okay. Right. Maybe, but I'm... Thank you. Thank you, everybody. What if I... Kevin, if I just adhese it to there for a second.
Oh my God, I will kill you.
But just a little bit, not all of it.
No.
You're always telling me these things are invulnerable.
Nope, that's not...
That's the opposite.
Do you want me to spit LaCroix on them?
No.
Yeah, let's do that. It's
Triple H style.
Yeah, let's do that.
Huh?
Remember the mic.
That works fine now.
Yeah, after like 6 months.
You know?
Potato, you know?
The thing is, you own this business.
I do.
If you want to destroy this amazing screen that really is the only cool thing we have,
thank you.
Go for it. Did we take the wheels off of the chairs specifically because of you?
Yep.
Yes.
100%. 100% you did. Yeah.
Did that 100%. Already pay off?
Oh, in spades. Yes, twice. There are multiple times.
Bring back the wheels!
Bring back the wheels! What are you afraid of, Kevin, you coward?
You breaking the LED.
All right, that's a good thing to be afraid of.
No,
if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping to the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. If you want to get it later, you can get it over at youtube.com/kindafunny or podcast services around the globe. First story. Comes from Sean Pitts' home turf of IGN.com, where the boy wonder of news, Jonathan Dornbush, reports Deadpool animated series ordered by FXX, I hate that fucking name, Donald Glover to executive produce.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
FXX has ordered an untitled Deadpool, quote-unquote, adult action comedy animated series set to debut in 2018. The 10-episode first season is executive produced by Atlanta's Donald Glover and Stephen Glover, who will also serve as showrunners and writers on the upcoming show. No plot details or casting announcement were made at this time. The Untitled Marvel's Deadpool series will also be executive produced by Marvel's Jeff Loeb and Jim Corey. Thank you very much. Oh, Jesus, his magic fingers. Candy Andy, this is what I want to do to you.
Why?
Because I love you, Candy Andy. And you know, love I
call
me too.
You know, at the end of the day, I call him Hard Candy Andy.
Oh, it's so good.
I heard you say it today. Yeah.
Hard
Candy.
But because you don't say no. That's the problem. If you said, listen, guys, I really don't like that name, but you just kind of go like this.
It's true.
This series will mark the second Marvel TV series for the FX family of channels, with Noah Hawley's Legion already premiered earlier this year. Quote, Donald Glover is an incredibly gifted and versatile artist who will bring the untitled Marvel's Deadpool series to life with the same intense singular vision as his breakout hit Atlanta, said this guy from FX, and not FXXXXXX. With the success of Legion, we're looking forward to again partnering with Marvel Television to create a series that is bold, striking, and entirely original. Here's what I want to know, Nicholas.
Yeah.
Who do you want doing the voice of Deadpool?
Ooh, shit. Ooh, Doctor. That's a good question.
Here's my thing. It's a real good question. Think it's always.
I want to be like one of our people.
Well, it's all, Nolan North does Deadpool in a lot of in the games.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's real good.
Yeah, he is real good. But I'm saying
he's
that
also, he's the poor man.
This Troy is Baker. One of he's who, poor who?
The poor man's Troy Baker.
Shots fired. I didn't say that.
I'm just joking. I love Nolan North.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just saying shots fired. Now we are saying, of course, I don't know if you caught this on Twitter the other day. Andy Cortez, make a mental note of this. We need this as a breakout, right?
Okay.
I don't know if you caught this on Twitter the other day, but it turns out Nolan North is a coward.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, we all knew this.
Because an audience member tweeted me, hey, here it is. And he had the dagger from Uncharted 2 tattooed on his. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's awesome. And then I was like, what if you should get everybody to sign it and then get a tattoo of that? And he's like, I'd love that. And I included Nolan North. And I said, I would pay for the tattoo artist to come to Kinda Funny Live 3. Nolan signs the guy arm. They get the tattoo while we bullshit around on the stage.
Okay.
And I said, if you don't do this, Nolan North, you are a coward.
Yeah.
And he responded the next day, because he has a life. And he's like, you know,
right.
Take care of
the shit to do,
yeah,
and make
exactly,
money.
Exactly. And he's like, I take a few weeks off of Twitter to go to Australia, and this is the thanks I get. Wow. And he did not confirm or deny if he would do this, and so I'm still calling him a coward.
Okay. Are you aware that he is the official voice of Chad, though, the Piranha Plant?
I've seen him. I saw him file his Chad video. We have a lot of different people out there for the official voice, yeah.
I feel like if we, I mean, I think it's probably safe to say that he's the official voice. He signed on to be the official voice of Chad the Piranha Plant for Kinda Funny.
What a surprise that the Kinda Funny Nintendo World Champion would back a coward like Nolan North, because you're a coward as well, sir.
Fucking coward.
Fucking coward!
I don't know what you're talking about.
Put the belt back on the line! Where is it?
Oh, I've issued... it's right there. I was like, I don't know. I've issued multiple challenges to you, Greg. I issued one challenge to you on Monday, but you weren't in the office, unfortunately. Well, everyone saw it. Right, Candy Hardy, Hard Candy Andy? He's saying yes. He's nodding his head yes. I can't see. It's a little dark back there.
Shaking his head no.
It looks like he's nodding his head yes. And we all, I mean, there. Look, fine. If you want a rematch, it has to be in the proper form. Okay.
Okay.
Has to be forum. Forum, not okay, forum. I'm not going to fill out it. Okay. You don't have to go to the fucking DMV to challenge me. We'll do this the right way. Kinda Funny Live 3.
Why the nipples? All right, fine. I accept your challenge.
You accept my challenge?
Yeah.
Fine. We will do this the right way. We will do this at Kinda Funny Live 3. That's what will happen.
Now you're not gonna weasel out of this, are you? You're gonna hurt yourself right before Kinda Funny Live. You
well,
have some
probably,
excuse. You're
but
forget
I don't
the
think
belt.
I don't think there's a way I can't not go to Kinda Funny Live. I have to go there.
It's true.
I'm literally producing the show.
Yeah.
If I don't go there, people will be like, "Where do we put shit?"
I didn't think Colin would be able to weasel out of Kinda Funny Live, but he figured it out. So
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I'm gonna go through that extreme though. We can't afford the legal fees again. So yeah, we're not gonna do that. But yeah,
all right, no, cool. That's on the belt. Finally, belt's finally online. Here we go. Kinda Funny Live 3. That's what I want to see.
What's the game?
Well, to be determined. To
what
be determined.
Is what is the game?
What is the game?
Bring back the wheels. Bring back the wheels.
Bring back what are you afraid of, Kevin?
Trump fired Comey.
Damn it.
Trump fired what?
Trump fired Comey.
Next story, we're saying on IGN.com where a made-up man, Joyce.
Whoa.
Joe Scrabbles.
Joey?
Joey
Fatone Scrabbles.
Joey Fatone Scrabbles says, Jeff Goldblum discusses Jurassic World 2 Thor Ragnarok rules. Jeff Goldblum has discussed bringing his saucy, sassy, chaos, theorist character, Dr. Ian Malcolm, back for Jurassic World 2. Speaking to Entertainment Weekly, he explained the character, quote, off I go in a few weeks to London, where they'll be hard at work, and I'll try to contribute something to the plate of Dino Entertainment. I like my character. I think my character is a saucy, sassy man of some integrity and deep thinking. And of course, that whole world continues to be popular. Slam, bang, top entertainment.
I love how you started reading that as Jeff Goldblum. Like, it went into a brief Jeff Goldblum, but then as you realize, his actual words are more ridiculous.
You can't improve.
Why bother?
And I can't do the Troy Baker. You know what I mean? Like, if Troy was here, he could read it and the voice would be fine.
Troy's
amazing.
I can't do it. Yeah, that's true. What the fuck is slam bang? I mean, it, never
mind.
Why am I
asking?
That's
what Jurassic World 2 is, apparently.
That's a perfect.
He goes on to continue the story of how this all happened. I talked to the director, J.A. Bayona.
Oh, I don't know how to say that guy's last name.
Bayona? Bayona over the phone. I enjoyed his movie, The Impossible, with Naomi Watts, and he's something else. Even though some might say it's popcorn-y entertainment, top-notch, of course, in our conversation, he was very focused on the serious issues of greed, as it oftentimes comes up in those movies, and the marvels of science and reason, and the very fascinating point at which our species finds itself both in real life and in this imaginary world, too. I'm very interested in that myself. So I'm looking forward to this. I've got a few things to do. I'm nothing if not conscientious, so I'm enjoying working on it every day. I thought it was weird when they were like, hey, we don't need you to describe Ian Malcolm to us. We know Ian Malcolm. We probably know it better than you.
He played the character twice now. He's been in two movies.
Well, then you can probably count Independence Day, too.
Pretty much every movie. Yeah, exactly. Any movie Jeff Goldblum's done for the last Jeff Goldblum. What I love most about it, though, is that it gives people the opportunity when they're writing stories about Jeff Goldblum again to use this image, the image of him in the
scissor chest. Oh, shirtless? Yeah.
Right, which is great. Kevin, I don't know if we can scroll down a little bit.
There it is.
We're seeing it right there. That, of course, is the...
Top left. Stop moving.
You're crazy. All right. So it's good for him. The thing is this.
Yeah.
You're either on the Jurassic World bandwagon or not. Okay, and you can't sit here and be like, I can't sit here and defend Jurassic World as being decidedly different than the its predecessors. It's not.
It's the same movie, right? Popcorn-y, slam bam entertainment.
It is. That's what it is. Giant dinosaurs attack people again. Spoilers. At some point in this movie, giant dinosaurs are going to attack people again.
You think Ian Malcolm lives through this one?
Fuck yeah, he lives. Can't fucking kill him.
You can't kill him. He's royalty.
He's not going to go out like a bitch on some sort of like platform when it's and let his son fucking stab him in the back or whatever in the stomach.
You're making Star Trek references.
That's some bullshit shit. Fucking guy lives through two Death Stars, three Death Stars now if you count Star Killer.
And a plane crash.
Goes out like a bit. Two plane crashes.
But you can't count Star Killer. He died on
them. Well, Star Killer base is what I'm talking about.
But yeah, I thought you said he lived.
I'm saying he lived through them. They were part of his reality, and then he just goes out like a bitch like that. That's all I'm saying.
Where's Watto?
I knew you were gonna say that. I fucking was about to say that.
I got a toolbox, alright? We get to Star Wars, I make a Star Trek reference, I talk about Watto, I remind you all of Metachlorians.
My God.
Star Trek Let's Play.
I'm telling you right now. Have you watched that yet?
No. I walk by every so often and see stuff.
Oh man, it's
We watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
I normally don't like anything we do here.
Sure, of course.
You know, I've taken up the mantle of Colin where I'm just going to be disappointed with everything we do. This is fucking funny.
Yeah.
You guys did a bang up job.
Thank you. Is it slam bang entertainment?
Let me see the official quote.
Top notch
slam bang entertainment.
Whack it off.
You said because you said popcorny, right?
Yeah.
And I thought you said top nacho.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, that would also describe most of it.
Are we gonna go get nachos now?
We can. Should we go?
Whoa!
Oh no.
Where would we go for nachos is the question.
So
where is there good nachos?
Dos Charros.
Oh,
Stop. Remember for a second the loaded Chris Krupp fries that Dos Charros makes.
Good point. They do have they do have like the nacho fries.
So they have an understanding of how to do it.
Some sort of tissue.
Hurry up now.
Oh!
Now,
no, Greg's an idiot and doesn't like Curry Up Now.
It's true, I do.
Because he's a stupid face.
I don't like it either.
That's true. Thank you, Sean Pitts. Thank you, Sean Pitts.
What the fuck are you still doing here? Get out.
I told him to hang out.
I mean, it's Darren Brazil.
I'm kidding. He doesn't do anything important.
Exactly.
You want him to go back to that
salt line that is IGN? Yeah.
My dream job?
Fucking wonderful Fran Mirabella cracking the whip over there.
Like, yeah, I imagine it's just a sweatshop over there. People, cut that video or you're not going home today.
How many times has Naomi Kyle walked over and demanded you wash your hair? You know what I mean? Like, I've lived the life you had to live. Don't worry. Oh, you don't have to do it anymore.
Okay.
Damon Hatfield comes over. He's like, cut my nails. You're like, God, fucking divas. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, God, I'm dying.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry, Andy.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Now, fuck, I got no help. No, God, there's no one in this room
for nachos?
No, I just want good food. I would be in the way of Ike's, but Andy doesn't like sandwiches and you don't eat bread.
No, I don't think we'd go, but every time I go to Ike's, it's that I get really embarrassed because I'm like, can you just make this into a salad? And they get befuddled, and then it takes 45 minutes for them to make the salad, and you guys are already done eating.
Yeah.
And then they give me two salads because they don't have a bowl big enough for the salad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm so embarrassed.
Now, we could fire up the grill and try some pizza sticks from Jack's, or whatever they're called.
Let's do something good.
Think about it. Everybody think about it. I want more thought put into this in terms of what we're going to eat. Okay?
What's wrong with Dos Charros nachos?
I don't know. Dos Charros.
Dos Charros is just fine.
Jalapeno?
Wait. Los Metates?
What's that?
I can't imagine them making a good nachos.
What about that
just
place?
Good food in general.
What about that place you took me to where they got a bunch of pictures at Elvis?
Lisa's?
Does it have good nachos there?
I don't know. I could see them making a good nacho.
Now in the chat, Bizarre Monk says have an apple.
Oh. Well, mods band.
That's an option to put out
there.
That's
a much healthier
next
option.
Story comes from GameSpot.com where Chris Pereira says Mass Effect Andromeda's next update released. Here's what it does. Fans have been eagerly awaiting further updates for Mass Effect Andromeda, and the latest one is now available. The new 1.06 patch makes changes to a wide variety of areas, although the patch notes and BioWare's accompanying explanation doesn't provide much insight into precisely what's changed on all fronts. For instance, cinematic scenes have seen, quote, various improvements. BioWare says says this is true, particularly in the opening hours of the game. Elsewhere in the patch, conversation options should no longer be grayed out when there is new dialogue still to be heard. Chest armor now has level requirements, and performance and stability have been improved. Among the bugs addressed is one that sees Sam tell Ryder he has email when he does not. I hate when that happens. You know what I mean?
No, I always have email.
Oh, come on now.
I'd actually like someone to tell me to stop reading. You don't have to read email today. You're good.
That's what you want the robot
to. Yeah, hey,
the
Nick, you're done with email.
Yeah. So this is a nerdy patch. None of the big stuff y'all want. I tell you what.
Yeah.
I saw this, I got excited, I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to get back to Andromeda one day.
Mm-hmm. And
I
just,
what?
I've been playing more.
How you liking it?
I love it, dude.
Yeah, you're like, Mr. Mass Effect.
Like,
come on over, talk to me.
You're actually wearing an N7 jacket right now.
Yeah, I am.
Fucking nerd.
This is
nerd.
From Insert Coin Clothing. Look at this shit.
You're a fucking
radical
nerd.
That's good, yeah.
Nobody likes you. What? Nobody likes you.
He's insulting you, ignore him.
Oh, okay. So I'd only put in like 10 hours into it, and then over the weekend I put another like 8 hours or so over this past weekend. I'm loving it, dude. It's like fucking fun. The combat's, I think, improved over the last.
Sure, yeah.
So it's getting there. I'm excited. I like it a lot.
So the various like technical issues don't deter for you?
No, not anymore. Like I mean, this is the second patch. The first patch fixed a lot of that bullshit already.
The eyes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the dead eyes, the... Now, every once in a while, you'll still see bugs that you'll see in any fucking, like, Skyrim or Fallout game.
Yeah,
it's just, yeah, like,
sure.
It happens,
it's a
know?
It's a big game. It's impossible to get that perfect.
It's great, yeah. It's awesome.
Cool. And so you were so...
And I'm going to bang PB, let me tell you.
Hell yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Christine Lakin, fan of the show.
What a little cutie.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I like banging.
She's a blue alien.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's hot.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's hot.
And you get blue and blown by an alien. Blue alien blown. I'm trying to do a
she
play
you?
On words.
She's going to... Sure. Are you
going to blue her?
You're going to let her blue you? No.
I blew myself.
Yeah, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good.
Now,
here's my question before we dismiss you, of course. You know, you break out stuff for us every so often. Mm-hmm. You're very helpful at that. Thank you very much for what you do. Mm-hmm. My question is, you're always like, well, I got to wait for the video to be downloaded. You know what I mean? But Penguin Von Penguin, he's just busting out live, huh? Why is this fucking kid doing your job better than you all the time?
It's true. He's better than you.
I'm going to refresh. There's going to be the Nolan North one. There's the Nolan North one! Where is yours?
Well, I don't have the proper software for that.
It's Twitch! You go do it live in the Twitch tools!
He's right. I explained it to you.
You can do it live?
Yeah.
You go to highlights. It's easy.
You know, I don't blame you because...
I know you could break out after the fact.
Here's the deal. I know that when Kevin and Greg start talking, it's very easy to go to your happy place. It's very easy just to gloss over and not listen to them anymore because they say so many fucking stupid things all the time.
All the time.
I understand that.
All the time.
Sometimes I'm going to need you to pay attention to Hard Candy Andy. I'm going to need you to pay attention because every once in a while, a good idea comes out of his fucking face. I don't want to tell him that.
Okay.
And he's for sure going to lose.
Okay.
I kind of play life for you.
He keeps on touching me.
I know. But you have to tell him you don't like it.
No, it's
when you just
he's talked
laugh
to
and then do that
it.
Really racist Mexican yell that you do sometimes, it doesn't, it's not communicating that to him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's just like, I feel like I overheard. Sorry. I just feel like, for me, a lot of it is like, you know, it's like growing up, right? Like, I wanted to play video games.
Not where I thought it was going.
Play video games, read comics and stuff, right?
Okay.
So, like, you know how, like, you know, you had your locker room stories and stuff. I never had that. Like, I didn't have those. So that's now where I get it, where I want to, like, help the team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna get in there. Like, you get out there, you get in fucking videos. You get out there, you go. And then I pound on your shoulder pads.
Yeah. Okay.
But you don't have shoulder pads, so then I just touch your butt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong, A, with a little bump and grind, and B, with just a little good game every once in a while. You gotta show people that they're doing good. Now, a lot of people would say, Nick, as a manager, you should just probably tell them that. Like, you explain with your words that they're doing a great job.
Email works.
But they say
we Slack now.
It's true. We do Slack. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words.
They do.
They say that a inappropriate touch or grab of the tush-tush is worth 1,000,000 words.
I've never heard that.
I think it's $1 million after the lawsuit.
Like, when we hired you, when we hired you, we told you at the holiday party, we do shots off the thrust.
We're going to need your penis later.
This is the best morning show we've done in a long time.
It's good. All right. It's good. Bring it back.
I credit it to LaCroix.
I think it's the Red Bull, honestly.
What else are you gonna drink? Your cum?
Jesus!
You can't drink a shoe. You know what I mean? I tried to use the Blue Apron tagline. Next story! Going back to IGN.com, where Vicky Blake. Familiar with this byline.
That's a great name.
That's a great name. Sounds like Vicky Vale.
It does. That's exactly what I was going to say.
All right, Vicky Blake. Don't let me down. Wipeout Omega Collection getting a PS1 box-style cover sleeve. Look at how fucking cool that looks. Wipeout Omega Collection will feature a retro, original PlayStation-style wraparound box sleeve. The wraparound sleeve, which strongly resembles the first Wipeout's cover released way back in 1995.
That's pretty awesome.
Comes complete with the original PlayStation logo and artistic impressions and scuffs, folds, and tears along the edges of the sleeve give that PS1 pre-loved look. At the time of the writing, the sleeve is being offered for pre-orders from select UK retailers, such as Shop2, and not currently clear where else it will be available or if it will be the standard wraparound for the boxed game. Though not a new installment of the fan favorite racing series, Wipeout Omega Collection features three titles: Wipeout HD, Wipeout Fury, and Wipeout 2048. It also includes the modes, tracks, and ships featured in the original games, all boosted to 60 frames per second, plus 1080p resolution on PS4 and dynamic 4K on the PS4 Pro. They should put that everywhere because that's fucking awesome. And anybody who wants this game is going to want that kind of thing. Do it, Shuhei.
This just in from the chat. Virtua Murphy says you can definitely not drink a shoe. He's just confirming that for us.
I like that a lot. Thank you for confirming
also,
that.
Also, Kevin, can you bring, when you have a second, Greg's one up a little bit because it's clipping the top of his face.
My camera?
Yeah.
Well, come on. How many times are we going to go to the one from here on out?
Knowing us? 0 or 100.
There's no choice.
There it is. How beautiful is it? Look at you. You look good today. I look like shit.
You know what I did
Jesus,
today?
Get off
I'll
me.
Tell you what I did today that made me look better. Didn't shower.
Really?
Yeah. I had to get in early to edit this Persona video that I'm putting up, right?
Okay.
But last night when I came home, I had been up for 30 hours or whatever it is, flying back from North Carolina, so I was all out of whack. I had 2 days worth of grime on me, so I showered at night when I got home before I went out to dinner. Then woke up this morning. I'm like, wow, I don't want to shower again. I want to get to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to work.
See, I always feel off if I don't shower.
Yeah, no, I don't like it because I still feel like I have too much natural oil on my face.
Yeah, I always just feel like, ugh, I got that sleep grime because I sweat a lot when I sleep.
Sure. Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy to recharge this body.
Of course.
So I can't do it. But you got to do what you got to do every once in a while.
Yeah.
And you did it. You look good though.
Thank you.
You know what it is? You have a volume to your hair today. Yeah. I think that's probably because
Kevin, give me the one.
You didn't wash that off.
I mean, I usually have volume. I got
back,
some kind of crazy things happening.
Back's lifting up, but yeah. You gonna cut that off?
No, I mean, I would wet it down probably before I'd cut it off.
I got a straight razor. I'll get in there.
Okay. Kevin, give me my one.
Damn. That is some volume there, too.
I'm going in for a haircut today.
If you're an audio listener, there's been a visual cut back and forth.
It was really funny, but since we didn't actually make any noise.
Yeah, people probably looking at their thing, thinking it's dead.
That's weird.
The old Colin and Greg trick you up.
There you go.
Over at GameSpot, the final story comes from Eddie. Vanquish confirmed for Steam as Sega teases more PC ports. After teasing it repeatedly, Sega officially announced today that Vanquish, the third-person shooter developed by Bayonetta studio Platinum Games, is coming to PC through Steam on May 25th. Its Steam page promises many of the critical features PC fans care about. Unlocked frame rate, unlocked HD resolutions, and extensive graphic options. A digital deluxe edition comes with a soundtrack sample containing 5 songs, as well as avatars, a digital art book, and desktop wallpapers. If you already own Bayonetta on Steam or buy it before May 25th, you'll save 25% on the pre-order price of Vanquish. Everyone who pre-orders Vanquish before May 25th is automatically upgraded to the digital deluxe edition.
This game always looked really cool to me.
Vanquish was awesome.
Was it cool?
I didn't beat it.
This is the one where you slide around and do all that stuff. It looked dope.
Yeah, no, it's super fun. It's a good action game. It's short, too. It's just one of those things that I played because I remember I skipped it when it initially came out, I think. And then I think Sam, no, it was Clements. Clements was telling me I had to play it back at IGN, and I played it. I was like, yeah, you're right, but it was like Game of the Year stuff, so.
Yeah, so I mean,
like, there it is. See?
Did it not sell well? How come they do more of these?
Yeah, pretty much. It's one of those cult classics. This is you know, when you, this is like the game that I think put Platinum on a lot of people's radar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it was like, oh, this is Platinum, awesome. And then they did Bandai Namco, awesome. And then they started doing weird cash-in third-party stuff. I was like, ooh. And then they started making 30 games at once. Like, I don't know how you're doing this. This isn't good. Don't do this. But stop what you're doing.
Platinum still, Transformers? No.
Like, yeah, they did that Transformers.
Okay, yeah, that's one of the Tim likes. Yeah,
was that good? Yeah.
It was good for what a Transformers game could be.
Yeah, TMNT for IP.
Yeah, TMT. It was not good. Yeah, exactly.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, that's the stories.
That's it.
Yeah.
Cool. Everybody, we're gonna get some nachos.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, we still have tips. And
nachos.
We have talk to the kids and giveaways. If you didn't know, this is Kinda Funny Morning Show. Each and every weekday here on Twitch.tv/KindaFunnyGames, we come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I reach into the prize closet, grab a video game off the internet, and toss it to one of you. How do you win the video game? It's simple. Be in the chat like so many of you are right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. But if you're one of them people watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunny or podcast services around the globe, or you just want three other ways to win while you watch live, you can subscribe to us here on Twitch. That automatically enters you to get everything we do. Plus, you get the logo next to your name, the emotes, private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with us like you might do Friday. Friday we're streaming, giveaway stream, giving away a whole bunch of games, hanging out 12:30 to whenever, playing some Mario Kart. We're going to start with us, but I wouldn't be surprised if we bring you in. I want to do Farpoint. VR, we're going to stream that at some point too during that thing. And then I thought Tim said Jackbox maybe. But Steph, we're having a party Friday.
Love Jackbox. Hang out.
And then you get the show with no Twitch ads, the ones they put in the front that when you like refresh or whatever. We bake them in. And I'm about to bake one in. You can also support us over on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, where $2 enters you into everything we do, plus gets you a bonus episode of the show. And if you give us more, you get all sorts of cool stuff. And everybody has a good time. So, before I give away a game, yeah, I want to tell you this episode is sponsored by Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
The number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Yeah, I'm not even going to read the ad because you've heard us talk about it a million times. You know all about it. Blue Apron sends you the pre-portioned things with step-by-step instructions. Meals, I think, take 30 minutes. I love cooking. This is what was one of the things that got me going into new directions, doing different things. What I did is subscribe for a while, then kept the recipe cards of the stuff I liked, and then mix them into other things that I'm stealing from the Rachel Ray magazines and the whatnots. But this is a great way to get you going.
What? Borrowing from the Rachel Ray.
No, I'm stealing straight from Rachel Ray.
It's an homage.
Just taking it, and that's what I'm doing from it. Just taking it all, and Blue Apron helps you steal from Rachel Ray. And if there's one thing we said for a long time, it's about time somebody stole from Rachel Ray. This is like Ocean's 13.
It's not stealing, you're taking Ocean's. It back. You're taking it back.
This was mine, chicken drumstick, and I'm taking it back.
Yeah, taking it back.
So Blue Apron helps you cook. What's cooking in May? You got beef teriyaki stir fry with sugar snap peas and lime rice, baked spinach and egg flatbread with sauteed asparagus and lemon aioli, three cheese and baby broccoli stromboli with tomato and oregano dipping sauce. Of course, if those don't suit your fancy, you get to go in and pick the meals you get or let them do it. So you got all sorts of stuff. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/KFMS. That's blueapron.com/KFMS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Or the new catchphrase I've said, Blue Apron. What else are you gonna eat? A shoe? Today we're giving away seventh Dragon on 3DS. And it's going to a Twitch sub. It's going to Game Over Viking. You won, Twitch message.
Good job, bam. Game Over Viking.
I did it, it's done, it's gone.
He just did it.
What might have been? Now let's clear out the tips, get in the chat, and then figure out what the fuck we're eating for food. Cause I'm hungry.
Our first tip today comes from Virtual Murphy, who also reminded us earlier, if you remember, that it's true, you definitely can't eat a shoe. Good afternoon, best friends. I'm participating in the American Diabetes Association Tour to Cure this weekend. Please consider donating for a good to the good cause. And Kevin, if you want to copy that link, do we do that?
I'm on it.
You got it?
I got it.
Great. Our next tip comes from Project Seoul. Says, Greg and the debate, who is the best girl in Persona 5?
I'll tell you the truth. Is the fact that, I don't know if you noticed, I got married. It's been very quiet. We haven't advertised it. I haven't put up a lot of photos. There haven't been enough podcasts about it. That kind of fucked up everything for me in terms of like my schedule, because I got this ball and chain moving from Montreal.
Yeah, you got a real girl in your life that you can touch.
So I left off at 25, 30 hours into Persona 5 and have a double backed. And if you're aware of Persona 5, that means I've met one girl. I know Lady Anne. Well, I've met others, but they're not on my team yet. So I have no definitive edition Who is the best girl on
Persona 5? We'll table that. We'll come back to that.
In 3 years, I will beat in Persona 5, and I will tell you.
Dar W. King says, hey, Greg, hanging out until 2 a.m. on Sunday made my week. You do not know how much it meant to me. Here's my my tip to cover costs from the beer garden. Please come back to NC in the future. Your friend, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. And that was what I want to tell Alex.
It was a very nice tip, by the way. Thank you, Alex.
And I had a great time hanging out with all the best friends in Raleigh. Thank you all for coming out on like 15 minutes notice. It was amazing that y'all got a hall pass from your wives to come out and hang out. Because, you know, everybody there has a family.
Yeah.
Alex did the right thing. It took him a little bit longer than I like, but he did the right thing where sat down, bullshitted around with me, blah, blah, and like maybe 5-10 minutes in, he told me he was Darwin King. And that's when I flipped out and gave him a giant hug because we've been fucking this name up since Colin and Greg Live.
Oh, was it Darwin King?
Yeah.
I thought it was Dar W. King.
Well, you know, because it looks like it should be Darkwing, right?
Yeah.
But it's Dar Walking.
Right.
Yeah.
I just say Darwin King. That's awesome. D Rux 87 has given us another nice tip as well. It says, my bachelor party is in August and we are going to Montreal. Any suggestions? I've never been to one, so need all the help I can get. P.S. If KF ever needs an IP attorney, this best friend has you. We appreciate that. And we might need an IP attorney eventually, hopefully. Fingers crossed. It's your bachelor party, so I would say that you need to make sure that the people around you are planning something really fun for you. And it needs to cater to what you want to do. So if you're anything like me, just try not to get arrested. Try not to break any laws. Try not to hurt any people. But if you want to do something fun like wine tasting or, you know, clubbing is more your thing, great. Strip clubs are always fun, but, you know, a little depressing. Go fire guns. Go do cool shit.
You're not going to fire guns in Montreal. Here's what we want to do in Montreal, right? I like the Nick Scarpino plans of bachelor parties where there's the debauchery, but then there's also the we're going to eat a nice meal and do this type of stuff. Try to get a reservation at Joe Beef. Joe Beef is expensive, but it's awesome. Fucking do it. And then there's a place where you can throw axes in downtown Montreal. Go do that because that is also fun.
That does sound fun. JTPXP00 says, hey Nick, this one is for you, hashtag fun clips, and he's given us a link. Kevin will screen that. If it is not good, Kevin will take it, he will eat it,
and it will never come out.
Okay.
And the other one was, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
Nickel_dime says, hey Greg, since PS I Love You is in its transitional stage, I never got to submit my worst PSN name, which you inspired. My PSN name is, and will be until Shuhei lets me change it, change name please, Shu.
Oh, okay. But his name is Change Name Please Shu.
Yeah.
All right, good.
So hopefully
that's one way to deliver the message. And I mean, clearly, though, you understood what you were doing at that point. That's not really a bad name.
It's funny that Shu and Shu alone is the gatekeeper of that.
You'd be surprised how much he does, man.
Really?
You'd be surprised. No, he doesn't have anything to do with this.
No, of course not. No, he has nothing to do with
this. He begs us to stop every time.
Yeah, he's like, please stop.
He stopped answering my calls.
Oh, that sucks.
No, Shu talks me all the time.
Shu loves you. Kronos789 says, early birthday tax. I turn 27 this Friday. Nick, any thoughts on the trailer for The Dark Tower? Greg, I know you're not super caught up on Marvel comics. Any thoughts on Secret Empire?
You go first.
Dark Tower trailer looks great. I've always wanted to read that book series, so there's a possibility that that'll be the next thing I read. Although I just researched it and it's like 9 books. So
it's
really
good.
I know. Here's a walk with me.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ivan?
So let's,
Yeah. Ivan was a huge Dark Tower fan.
Really?
Yeah, he used to talk
IGN,
about it all the time.
Former IGNer Ivan.
He used to talk about it all the time, and he was like, this series is awesome, and one day it's going to make a great like movie series. And everyone's like, you're crazy.
You're an idiot, Ivan. Get out of here. We hate you. And they poked him real hard.
It looks cool. I love any movie that's A, I mean, it comes from Stephen King, so it's going to be amazing. And B, it's a mashup of genres.
Yeah.
So it looks cool to me.
Secret Empire, I have not started. I like the idea of it. Like, I don't understand why. I mean, I understand. But, like, I hate it when mainstream gets involved with comic bullshit. We're like, oh, Cap is a Hydra sleeper agent? No. Like, it's just like when Superman said he was not going to be about the American way anymore. He's going to be about, and everybody took that out of context. It's like, it's a comic story. It'll be fine. But everybody dies. Everybody comes back. It's all going to be fine.
Of course. Yeah, they're not gonna do away with the character. Andrew Dixon has tipped us and says, hey guys, hope you're all well. Nick, how's your back doing? Much better, thank you.
Oh, yeah?
Kevin, bongos for KFL 3?
No, question mark? We already answered that.
I think you just said yes. And Greg,
what do we need to hit at Extra Life?
I don't know. Let's break 100,000 this year, guys.
What if we hit
$150? $150,000? I don't know, man.
No, just $150 because I have that right here.
$150,000 is a little ambitious.
I'm going to stick this on the wall.
Don't fucking do it. Don't do it.
Look how good it would look, though.
No, it's not even straight.
That's how you do it now. I've been to IKEA. I see how they do it.
It's super blurry.
Yeah, well, it's out of focus.
Fantastic. latter part of his tip. And Greg, how is Porty liking having Jen around all the time?
Also, oh, he loves it.
Clip. Of course.
Yo, he's been super happy having
somebody. I put it to this way. If I could have Jen just lay around and pet me all day,
sure,
I'd be all for that.
Yeah, you'd be all okay?
Yeah.
I mean, she can come in the office.
Are you okay with me saying inappropriate comments about
yeah,
your wife?
You know
now?
That. Yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, cool. I'm just letting you know that. I'm just asking you because unlike Candy Andy, I can actually communicate whether
Candy
or not I like something.
Candy Andy.
Candy hard Candy Andy.
I'm sure now that we taught him how to do the Twitch clips, he's just been in there breaking them out left and right, right? He hasn't been in there yucking it up watching videos with Tim because I think I heard that maybe, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, he's definitely fucking around.
Fucking goddamn it, yeah, Candy Andy!
He's part of the Let's Play.
God.
Gifted Dime 63.
I want you to go wash your hands. This is your punishment. Go wash your hands and then put it in Nutella and come back and let me suck that Nutella off your fucking finger, all right? That's your punishment for being a bad
Candy
Andy.
You know what? I'm actually,
that is a bad Candy Andy.
I'm actually behind this. Put one finger in the Nutella and the other finger in the peanut butter and we'll suck them off together. How about that?
But you gotta wash your hand first. We're very clean right
here. I don't
here.
Care if you wash
it's
your
a very
hand.
Clean job.
You can wipe your hand on whatever you want to wipe it on
very
first
clean job.
Before you put it in my mouth. I'm like a dog, man. That shit
just
goes
think about
and
it.
Dies
think
in
about
my
it.
Body. Gifted Dime 63 says good.
Employee reviews are coming up.
He's the worst. Good afternoon, guys. Paying my girlfriend Rihanna birthday tax. Please give her an awesome shout out and maybe a sweet nasty butthole from Nick. Thanks so much. It is Rihanna. Kevin, give me the one. Hey, Rihanna. Happy birthday. And here's your butthole. Butthole.
Do a little more sexual.
Hey, Rhiannon. I'm thinking about you right now. And not in a good way. A nasty way.
Fuck yeah.
And when I think about you, the one word that comes to mind is butthole.
Mm. Nailed it.
Next tip comes from Budanos, in parentheses, Eric. I have my tickets to SF, IGN, Heelkick, KFL, and the VIP meet and greet. Flying in from San Antonio. Ask Andy if there's anything he wants me to bring for him and how the game last night, or how was the game last night?
Ginobili. Hell yeah, what a game.
What game?
Spurs.
They won.
Ginobili, they blocked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what that word means. I was like, what is Ginobili? I thought maybe it was like
I wouldn't have known if I didn't see it at the bar.
It was like
last
a Japanese
night.
Battle cry.
Do you want anything from San Antonio?
You want more of that
yeah,
weird pickle shit?
Great. Let's see. So he's not driving?
No, he's flying. He's like, what the fuck you wanted to drive?
Ask him if he can make a stop in Austin and get Austin East Siders Blood Orange.
Okay, how many?
What's Austin East Cider?
Just one?
Beer?
It's like an Austin Cider sort of thing.
Gotcha.
But they just came they came out with blue with Blood Orange recently.
Blood Orange. Okay. Eric, if you can go, if you can stop off in Austin, Texas on your flight
just
to San Francisco,
they'll be fine.
See if the pilot is cool enough. They're
freak
down,
out.
They're
act like you're, freak out like you're having a heart attack or some kind of thing.
Yeah.
A conniption fit. And they'll put you down.
So, and then hold the plane, run over to East, what is it called?
Austin East Side.
Austin East Side.
After the Homeland Security lets you go.
Get him some Blood Orange beer.
Austin
Yeah, get him some Blood Orange beer. Thank you. Kidney05 says, Greg, belated congrats on your wedding, but
thank
if you really love Genevieve, name three of her albums. I'll wait.
You can keep waiting.
Fit the Gamer says, Greg and Dad, in parentheses Nick, can you give a 69th birthday shout out to my good buddy Ben P? Also, Nick, can we get a butthole to celebrate his glorious day? Thank you guys in advance, KF friends. It's moments like this when I think to myself, do I, am I ramming that joke down people's throat too much?
The butthole?
The butthole joke? Because yeah. I haven't
you're
brought
known
it up in a while.
Wait, you're just known for it.
Are people just calling you dad right now?
Yeah, that's fine. That's
I mean, that makes sense. Greg and I just want you guys to know that both Greg and I are now the old married men. So, Kevin, give me the one real quick. Happy birthday, Ben P. And I hope your butthole is soft today. Soft and supple. Like a fine leather couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like a leather jacket that you put on yourself when you're a little cold and it makes you warm, toasty inside.
Yummy.
Okay. Ironstorm613 has given us a tip. It says, day two of breakup. I've lost 5 pounds, sick to my stomach and growing weak. What should I do? I'm struggling to get through
each
day.
You don't lose 5 pounds in 2 days.
I feel so alone. I've lost everything but my pup. I don't know. I wasn't on the show yesterday. Did he break up with his girlfriend yesterday?
I don't remember this as a tip yesterday either. It definitely wasn't this morose. I'm going to remember this part where it sounds like he's, it's going to be okay. Keep your chins up. Don't worry.
Get a burrito, first of all.
Doesn't everybody have three chins? What's the last person you met that doesn't have three chins?
Yeah, I think
you're all wearing these beards trying to hide it. I know what you're up to.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely why I'm doing
He's skinny. I don't know. Sorry. That doesn't sound good.
You're gonna be all right. Better. Don't worry
just
about it.
Just get a burrito, relax, sleep a little bit, and you'll be good. Pet your pup. General Dopeness says, first ever tip as well as my birthday tax. Now that Colin is gone, who's packing the biggest dong in Kinda Funny? Is it Candy Andy? Here's a fun clip. It's a Justice League parody. That's a good question. We should have another topic about
that.
Let me
see
your
dick.
Okay.
I mean, there might be a line at some point, Andy, but I don't know where it is. You know what I mean? It surely, if there was a line, we crossed it a long time before you came here.
Okay.
So, which is what I'm hoping the legal defense will be, is that you knew that by coming here, you were entering into a house of sin. I'm gonna go ahead and say
you probably right. That's you. You've always seemed super confident. You're talking about this. We had a show about this week.
I'm average. I'm confident because it's the one part of my body that doesn't look like mutated. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
It's just normal. Like I look at that and I'm like, God, okay, it's fine. At least it's fine. Everything else about me, I'm not crazy about. But I feel like you might have a big dick and you just don't talk about it.
Maybe I do.
You know? I don't know. Sean Pitts, how big is your dick? 8? Okay, cool.
It's 6 inches bigger than Darren Brazil's.
Wow.
I didn't say that.
Wait, Darren Brazil has an innie?
Okay. Oh God,
so does Portillo.
JK, Darren Brazil's dick is huge. Local Gamer 759 says, Greg, how many times you come out to Vegas? Ever gonna do a meet and greet out here? Kind of funny, does Vegas? Question mark.
Whenever we come to Vegas, it's always in and out. We're there for a trip. Yeah, we gotta do something. We're there for a job. So yeah, we come a few times a year.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But also Vegas, Vegas is one of those things for us. You gotta have just get in and get out. We can't be going crazy and partying. But there's a lot of good best friends out in Vegas, and those motherfuckers are crazy. You know what I'm talking about.
We should go to UFC.
I would love to go to UFC fight.
Over there too.
Yeah. What they're crazy.
We're calling tips. No more tips.
No more tips. No more tips. We got a few more to read, and then we'll get to the chat. Pug of Love says, "Hey Greg, I sent a Wiener Dachshund can cooler to you. I wondered if you got it. My girlfriend and I saw it and thought of you. Nick, can I get a sexy hello there? See you at Kinda Funny Life 3, Colton W. Hello there."
I did not, but I haven't been to the P.O. box in a while.
Danik 686 says, I have 2 tickets for Kinda Funny Live 3, but medical bills have come in for my baby since Spina Bifida, and I can't afford to travel. Looking for a Kinda Funny best friend to buy them for less than face value. Twitter is at the Nick Jensen. That's J-E-N-S-E-N. So at the Nick Jensen.
Sorry to hear that, Nick.
Sorry about that.
Also, you can probably go on the forums.
Yeah, you might be able to find people on the forums if I want one. Panzer G2 says, Nick, not to add to the ridiculous amount of TV shows people ask you to watch, but are you familiar with a show called The League? It may be the most Nick Scarpino-esque show ever. Google League Sorbet. I have seen episodes of The League. It's really funny. CDer Stefanian says, breaking, Hollywood Reporter just broke that they cast Shia LaBeouf in Invincible movie. Bullshit.
Yeah, that seems like a lie. I looked into it.
Bullshit. I hope to God that's not the case.
Why? I feel like you do a great job.
LaBeouf?
That's not real. They wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do this.
Why do you call him LaBeouf?
That's how you say his last name, Shia LaBeouf.
Is this a practical joke? Or?
How else would you say the last name?
I can't tell if you're kidding.
How do you say his last name?
Shia LaBeouf?
I call him LaBeouf.
Okay.
I also call it Benedict Cumberbatch. And everyone gets pissed off me. They're like, it's Batch. I don't give a fuck. They don't know me. They can't say my last name because they don't know me, dog. I'm a fucking shadow.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
McGee and Ob says, here's an additional birthday shout out to Lucha Libre Ben P. And thanks to Kinda Funny for all that you guys have done for us over the years. Jake from Fit the Gamer says, wanted to take an opportunity to wish a happy birthday to fellow KF best friends and co-host of the Fit the Gamer podcast, Ben Pilachineski. Totally did not say that last name right. A happy birthday. Punched his way out of the womb 26 years ago.
Damn!
Man, dude, Ben P. getting a lot of birthday shout-outs.
Good job, Ben P.
Good job, Ben P.
Good job,
Ben P. Did you look up that story? Is it not right?
I can't find anything about that. That's bullshit. That's fake news.
Call up Robert Kirkman right now. Call him on the phone and ask him.
No.
Merrick Carth says, wish I would have known you guys were coming to North Carolina, Greg. I guess I'm going to have to fly out there to one of the Kinda Funny Live things in order to meet you.
There's one on June 3rd here in San Francisco. KindaFunny.com/KFL3. Sean Pitts will be there.
Get Ben. What's that?
He said, damn right he will be.
Good. Get Ben PD says, hello boys, Ben P here. Paying the legendary birthday tax. For my birthday request, I would love you to shout out my dudes in Fit the Gamer, Steve Rodriguez, Jake Frisch.
Nailed it.
And Andrew Taylor. Shout out to Fit the Gamer, guys, and shout out to Ben P. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben P.
Very popular.
You have a lot of friends here.
Mr. Penguin Von Penguin says, hey, dudes in space, You can't tip your way into the hearts of Kind of Funny. You have to be cool and do breakouts. Also, sorry, Candy Andy. Shots fired.
I mean, the problem is that
he's better.
He does them, but then
we fucked up.
No, but the problem is that
we fucked up.
Yeah, okay, we fucked up. He's better than Candy Andy at the breakouts. We admit that, all right? Don't worry about it. But the problem is that an original tweet does so much better than a retweet. So I want to retweet all of them and give Penguin Von Penguin the credit, but I want people to see the videos more. So I have to wait for Candy Andy's slow ass
point.
Over there.
That's a good point. Good
where
point.
He's like, oh man, like, oh, we didn't have computers like this in Austin. I don't, oh, hold on. Control
anime.
No, that's not
emo,
it. Oh
anime,
man.
Guitar.
I have this, they hired me to edit Let's Plays, and I have this super simple VR one. Better ship it over to some guy, the Achievement Hunter.
The guy got it done, though, you know what I mean?
I know he did! How did we not get that guy? We got this guy!
You can always go back.
That guy's not that funny, though.
There are so many people we could poach from Rooster Teeth.
Yeah?
So let's just make a list.
Bernie?
You think he'd come?
He's not gonna.
Bernie doesn't, he doesn't like San Francisco. The Lentil King has given us our final tip.
Final tip!
Says, please execute Kevin, thank you. Again, we've tried. It's harder than it looks, believe it or not. Kevin's very, very spry for a white guy. That's it for tips.
All right, jumping into the chat. Let's do the patent in Moriarty 3 and 3. We'll start with the Gamebriel, who says, can you guys give me feedback for my continued attempts to get an interview from you? I don't know email, but I've had to start turning down podcasts and interviews again.
Yeah, we're a little on the crazy side. Sorry, guys.
As we run into E3, we run into Comic-Con, as we run into just keep trying to keep this fucking business going. That's the one, not Comic-Con. Yeah. No, sorry.
Although there's Comic-Con as well.
All right, here we go. Let's see if this is a joke or a real one. Frog and Bullfish 89 says, Greg, as a recently married man, I'm looking for some advice from you. My wife is mad at me for suggesting my first name for our son's name coming in December. I'm adamant about it, but she says it's too cliche. My first name is Froggin. I don't see how it's cliche. Froggin Bullfish 89 wants to name his kid Froggin.
That's awesome, dude. Frog, like the Frog Brothers from Lost Boys. Do it! He'll be the coolest kid on the planet, dude. He'll never take himself seriously. Why not? Maybe depression will set in. Someone said this. Shuddering Steven says, Nick, you mentioned brain fog tied with your diet a while back. I was wondering if you ever tried Onnit's Alpha Brain. I take some every morning to get my brain rolling before I start work. It gets rid of the brain fog. I have. I didn't notice a huge uptick in mental capacity. spoilers. But what I have noticed is that if you eat better fats, it'll get rid of the brain fog. So there's that. So if you have a little guacamole, it's good.
Dark Angel 1010 says, Greg, can I use PS We Love You XOXO for a podcast? I know it's really similar to PS I Love You XOXO. That's why I need your permission? Question mark.
I'll answer this. Yeah, go for it. If you want to get sued.
Damn. Yeah, I would prefer if he didn't. I mean, there's already a kind of funny movement called PS We Love You XOXO. Yeah, whereas you
join that one.
And I think I have plans for that title with whatever comes next.
Cool.
Not a show name, though.
Better.
So we'd prefer if you didn't.
Yeah,
because we don't want to have to squash you in a court of law.
Yeah, we don't want to have to crush you.
We have an IP lawyer. Have an IP lawyer.
Exactly. And all of your fucking friends and your family. Anyone's ever met you, we're going to fucking Kaiser Soze that shit.
Ooh, that's true. That I want to say no, that we want to do that. No, we're going to do that. That's definitely
We're cutthroat titans of a corporation.
Lotus Chief says, Greg, do you get hit on by women when you travel? No, because I usually sit at the bar alone and house a thing of cheese fries and wings. And that's usually what people are repelled by.
You are a vision, my friend. When you're by yourself, a vision. And what I like especially about you is you get really drunk sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you get like, kind of like you start emanating heat and you get real touchy.
That's why I'm always touching Andy.
Yeah, you love it because you're an alcoholic.
Really drunk, huh?
Yeah, I told you I was in a good mood today. Wait, you want to start some shit there?
Oh, Not the Lysander at Work says, why don't you guys ask your legal representative, Kevin, if that's cool. Kevin, what would we do if that were the case?
I shouted, it's not cool right away.
Not cool. Sorry, that's from our official lawyer. How's the bar exam going? You passing that at some point?
What? Yeah, dude, I'm fucking certified in bird law, 100%.
Cool. He's certified in bird law?
Yeah, that's right, bird law.
Great.
Mojo What says, Greg, has Portillo ever dealt with anxiety? My dachshund, Marshall, cries for hours while we are gone. No, I've never had that happen with Porty.
How would you know?
How do you know?
I mean, you do the thing where you leave and you shut the door, but then you like, listen, see what's going on in there, you know what I mean?
Dude.
Yeah, oh yeah. You don't do that with Thomas?
Are you kidding? Sometimes I forget he exists.
Yeah, I admit.
Well, also because Thomas is so traumatized that he just stands in the fucking corner and goes like this.
He does do
the
that.
The entire time. I swear to God, he brought the cat in the other day, And the cat found the farthest corner away from Kevin that he possibly could find.
That's not true. He was in my office.
Yeah, because you fucking put him there, but he found the farthest corner in your office.
I just put him down in the like office space, and he started running around and hid in my office.
Mm-hmm. We're jumped into sub only, or I'm sorry, Nick, can you put us into sub only?
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you. We're in sub only mode. Mr. Yasman300 says, Nick, can you sing Barney the Dinosaur song similar to how you sing Mulan song?
Yeah.
Also, can you guys give Kevin a hug for all the hard work you
do? We do. I will give Kevin a hug after after we buy him some nachos.
Come on over here.
Ooh, I do want nachos, though.
Here we go. Barney will make a man out of you. You'll make a man out of Barney.
How short you look.
We're not going to tell our wives. It'll just be our little secret. He can dress like a dinosaur. I'll dress like a dinosaur. We'll touch each other's dinosaur parts. It's gonna be a dinosaur old time. Randy Newman, everybody. Or Randy Jackson. Which one did that song?
I don't know the Mulan song, so I assume it was Randy Newman.
No, that's the thing. He did the entire soundtrack for Mulan. And Tim swears that the Mulan soundtrack is fantastic, and I have to agree with him because if you sing "I'll Make a Man Out of You," it actually you start to feel your wild oats being sown.
Oh,
and so that's good.
Oh right? Dear.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God, on a light note, Tim swears that Mulan's the best movie. Sing the song from Mulan.
I'm a woman and I gotta do things. I'm fighting stuff. Don't like the patriarchy. Look at me.
I didn't think he was gonna be able to sing the main song from that.
I didn't think
he'd be able to sing the main song that, of course, is the most popular song that Disney's ever made, but he fucking nailed it, right?
You know it's good, Tim. Right?
Mulan was not good.
You didn't watch it.
I watched it one time and I was like, I guess it's okay.
You didn't watch any number.
Eddie Murphy's in it and the girl from the Shield.
He's the donkey in it.
From Shield is in it. That's great.
Maybe I did see it.
You did see it. Everyone saw it, but it's utterly and totally forgettable.
I remember the donkey.
Yeah, okay. But they're doing it again, and that's fine. They'll make a live action version.
Trent29193 says, "Speaking of forgettable," I added that part. Hey Nick, are you excited for the Psych movie coming out in December?
Wait, what?
There's a Psych movie coming to USA.
It's a TV movie.
That counts.
What?
That's it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not going to fuck up Psych by putting it in an actual movie theater. That's not its preferred method of delivery. I don't know about this. Did you know about this?
Yeah, it's a Christmas
film
on USA next year.
That is awesome. That makes me very excited and happy to be alive.
Are you rock hard right now?
It just gives me another year to live.
Is it next year? It's not this year? It's next year?
Actually, it's this Christmas.
Okay.
I'm sure it's this Christmas.
Matt A. Play says, "Hey, Greg, which Portillo's has your signed photo on the wall? Downtown
Kevin
Chicago
the door.
Location. Oh, he's playing Zelda. There's also like 15 people out there looking.
I know.
There's someone handling the door. I'm doing my fucking job. We're rolling, aren't we? Sons of bitches.
Well, it didn't go easy. Andy, did you change shirts?
Whose fault was that? Yeah, he did. Dude, that's a dope ass shirt. Let me see that shit. What's going on with this print?
Oh my God, Kevin. Robert X Ramirez 92 says, "Hey Nick, do you take any supplements? R.I.P. Big Black." No, I don't take any supplements. I probably should. There's lots of things I should take. I got bad joints. I should take some shit for my joints. Probably should take some, what's that stuff you always want me to start taking? TRT?
Yeah. I suggested fish oil, but let's just go straight to TRT.
Okay, how about steroids? Let's
Final one comes from Bizarre Monk. He says, "Nick, Michael Parks recently passed away. What Tarantino role of his was your favorite?"
Who is Michael Parks?
I know him. I had to Google it as well. Michael Parks, I know as the guy from Tusk.
He fucking passed away?
Apparently. Michael Parks, Twin Peaks actor and Tarantino favorite, dead at 77.
I don't remember. I don't know. Offhand, I couldn't tell you one. I'm not really familiar with that guy.
He was in Kill Bill, looks like.
Was he in Kill Bill?
I don't know.
Oh, he was in Kill Bill Volume 2. I don't know. That sucks, though.
He was the uncle that raised Bill.
69 Trogdor says, "Nick, do you do stem cell like Rogan?" No, I don't have any reason to do stem cell, but I would. If I could get stem cell injections in my knee, I totally would, but that shit's really expensive. I know that
Patreon
on many
tier.
Levels, Joe Rogan and I are the exact same person, except for he's way more fit, way more rich, way more famous, does way more cool shit than I do.
Way better jiu-jitsu.
Way better jiu-jitsu.
Unbelievable.
And Muay Thai. But yeah, no, I would love to do that. Would you do stem cell? Just get it injected all over the place? You could have fucking way better joints?
Why is that better? It just makes your joints better?
I mean, it does everything, right? Stem cells can do everything.
A lot of people are saying that now they're moving over to stem cell injections instead of surgeries. To fix like shoulder injuries or knee injuries.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's actually.
Wait, so do you have to keep getting them?
No, I think they just do it like once
so
and it works.
Good now.
He said his doctor for a long time wanted him to get shoulder surgery. He needed to do it, and he just refused to do it. And then he found this other doctor who actually, I think he had on his podcast. It's fascinating. You can listen to it. And they talk about how they did, I don't know if it was a regimen or if it was just one injection, but he says his shoulder's better. It's crazy. Flower of life.
Kevin, before we go, you had one fun clip that was actually fun?
I mean, I can't tell if it's fun. It looks like it could be, though.
Okay.
Should I take us out of sub-only mode?
Yeah, go ahead. Now we're going to look at this clip somebody submitted. Spacer Woman Dance Floor, the original Neon Talk mashup. And go.
That's fucking hot. I like that, like, slow clap he's doing in the middle of that.
He knows how to dance, man.
All right, I've seen enough.
Okay.
I miss the 80s.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come to you with the nerdy news you need to know about before jumping in the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, I gave away a video game. You know how to win it. No big deal. We like it when you guys sub because it keeps the lights on, keeps us going, keeps Andy paid, and it will eventually fund his sexual harassment suit against us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
I'm going to read the subs and resubs. If I read your name, you are a sub. If I read a little message, you are a resub and left a little message, and we love you very much. Mag! 2727. Oh no, some people tipped when we were broken. Hold on. Here we go. Grumpy Hobo. Zero Hit 47. Hey guys, thanks for being a force of change in my life and providing me with so many good times in the middle of a depression. Hopefully, I will save my money and go see you guys at Kinda Funny Live 4. Greetings from Costa Rica. Thank you. We're happy to be there for you. Kinda Funny Live 3, though. Come to that June 3rd. Super Jolly Mac. Egg! I don't know. Someone give me something cool to say. Should I pin my channel? Killer Zero XX. Having to work at night sucks, but you guys make it suck less. Help it suck less. Darwin King. Glad to be here with this community. Thanks for hanging out in NC. Greg, no problem. Yaka Burr. Oh, hecky yes. Mrs. Beard, 64. Gotta go poop.
I gotta pee.
Sure you do.
Well, I do have to poop too, but.
You guys are great. Love from Northern Ireland. Mag, 2727. Love the content, guys. Congrats on getting married, Greg. Ed Money Holiday 610. 2 months of taking the money back from Amazon. Let's suck today's dick. Goddamn right. Remember, if you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime. Take the money back. Kev, you want to hit me my one? Con Fig Bias. Rob Nye. Woo! Yeah. Betta House. Another anniversary, another morning show with Greg and Nick. Heck yeah! Have a great day, guys. Oh, we will. Original 2K, fam. JC. Captain X Static, thank you for the shiz, guys. You make life so much better. Also, Greg, your blue apron intro had me in stitches. Thank you. I appreciate that. Project Soul, what up, though? K-Tron 13. Nick, have you seen the documentary Choke? We'll get back to you on that one. Luker 8125. I've been watching Greg since I was 12. I'm 19 in 2 weeks. Jesus Christ. Happy to see what's to come, but as long as I have my best friends, I'll be fine. Beard and the hair. This is for Andy. Candy, Andy. Man, you!
I really like Hard Candy.
No.
You don't think Hard Candy's, like, the best nickname?
Candy Andy.
Hard Candy.
Makes him sound too tough. Or too fucking engorged. Last Relax... Last Relax VII. Brutus. Hayes, OSU. Crazy Bolt, zap, zap. Goodness Godfrey. Hey guys, first time watching on Twitch. The quality is awesome. Fun clip, if you'll take it, 28 seconds in. You wanna open that one up, Kev?
I'll try.
El Dusto, 67. Hey guys, keep that garbage truck rolling. Greg, have you played NBA Playgrounds? No, I have not. Saw it came to Switch, though. Overflowant, 3 months in, glad to give the hard-earned Amazon money. The hard-earned money Amazon has taken from me, go Rockets. Andy, go Rockets! Pixel Brave. Hey, fellas. I was incredibly late to the Kinda Funny Morning Show, but everyone at KFL2 finally turned me on to it, and it's been a blast to watch. So excited to see you all at Kinda Funny Live 3. Smiley, much love, and here's to many more. See you there, June 3rd, kindoffunny.com/KFL3. Anarchy Surge. It might have been Arcany Surge, actually. 4 months in, taking that money back from Amazon. Saint Keziah, 3 months with that Prime monies. CJ55. Ralam, 468. Hi, guys. It's my second month anniversary. Long-time listener, first-time hollerer. What does Nick use in his beard? By the way, congrats, Greg, on your nuptials. I'll ask him. Nick, what do you use in your beard? Cum.
I use cum.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you very much. Silo Eyes. Finally grabbed that Amazon Prime sub. Send Tim and Nick to Anime Expo this year. Okay. Statius76, thank you for the entertainment as I waste away from pneumonia. Take my subscription and keep doing the Lord's work. Now excuse me as I drift back into oblivion. Damn, son. Casey Daniel Lipton, how to fun. M-A-E-D-H-R-O-S, or zero S. Taking my money back from Amazon. Have you ever watched the movie Choke?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a documented by Hicks and Gracie.
Okay.
It was one of the biggest like stars in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
And what do you use in your beard?
What do I use in my beard? Love and natural oils.
Close.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think it was?
We said calm. Yeah.
So, I mean, some gets in there sometimes. I'm not going to say that's not an ingredient.
What's a little come without
sure.
love?
Is it funny?
I think so.
We got a funny video from the sub show too again.
No way to tell though.
This is old.
I know.
Shut up, man.
Oh, I don't know if you know this, but Andy's always with it.
Mute it. Mute this song right now.
I'm trying.
You're not.
It's already over.
I've never heard of it before. Is that a song? Is that an important song?
A nice camera.
Oh, this is the one people re-edited where he explodes at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what a stupid fucking dog. Oh, look at his dumb, look at his dumb ass. Dumb, uncoordinated, dipshitty ass ball. Oh my God, this is serious. Is this dog okay?
Did we skip it or does it end abruptly?
No, it ends abruptly.
No, it doesn't really.
Yeah. It just ends like that.
This is not that version.
Revolt. Oh, Rebolt Cosplay, Justin Guns 96, L Bobby, JPMB 0625, F to the yeah, Psycho 007. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Can I get some Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown?
Give me, actually, Greg's one. I do cocaine.
Scott Tay, have you guys ever read... Have you ever heard of the Rochester Garbage Plate?
What? No, but it sounds awesome.
Kevin, give me a Google search on the Rochester
Garbage Plate. It's got to be something you eat, right?
Yeah, I've had a garbage plate of, like, Baroni's does a garbage plate of pasta and stuff.
Just a bunch of shit on top of it.
Choo-choo train. Hi, Greg. Hi. Good to see you. Timbo Slice 760s. Here we go. Oh, this looks fucking disgusting. Gross. What is that? It's onions and it's chili and it's cheese and it's potatoes. I like some of those things.
I mean, yeah, it looks good. That's ground beef.
I like 90% of those things.
Timbo Slice 760, I love you guys. Saw you at GameStop Expo last year. Nick, can I get a butthole?
Yeah. Butthole.
Atlas Shrugged 80. Oh my God, Greg. Playing Dead Space 2 for the first time on Xbox. Backwards compatibility. So good. Goddamn right it is. Eric Iverson, 1982. I am perfectly fine eating shoes. Thank you very much. All right. Live your life. Dustin Pierre. Greg, let the best friends know that as well as the heel kick premiere happening in Toronto on Saturday, Smash Wrestling has a big show the following day at the Phoenix Concert Theater. I'll be ring announcing and would love to see some best friends there. Oh, that sounds awesome. Go see Heel Kick this Saturday. Go see wrestling on Sunday. Perfect. XXDudeXX05. Will J. Wood. Hey, guys. It's Will from Vancouver. Got a new series audition this week. Spreading the Twitch Prime love. P.S. Champ, remember, it's the left thumb.
Cool.
A Pinter 462. Mojo What? Thanks for the great content. Would love to see you guys create a sexual harassment training video.
All right. Okay. Done.
Brody the Bear, Candy Andy, we're in Egypt.
As long as we can, does he say is that anti-sexual harassment or how to sexually harass him?
No. It'd be all the things you're not supposed to do.
Oh, but shit, it would be like, hey, here's what not to do,
and we'll show you on Andy. Yeah.
Insert it inside of me.
And then for all the like not to do, we can also just have a webcam up that's just been recording him all day.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Brody the Bear, Recon the Rocks. Damn, for only Minotaur. Happy anniversary. This is the longest relationship I've ever been in. Tim should shave. Ken Kukun, game. I love Portillo. And then the final one is Mei Kinan.
Yep.
Yep. We nailed it. That was a great one. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We'll be back at 11 a.m. tomorrow with more shenanigans and stupidity. But until then, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Go Spurs, go! The Spurs beat the Rockets.
Bring back the Wii!